This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nearly 100 people were killed and scores more wounded at a ceremony in Iran to commemorate top commander Qasem Soleimani, who was killed by a U.S. drone in 2020, Iranian officials said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Videos aired by Iranian media showed dozens of bodies strewn around, with some bystanders trying to attend to survivors and others hurrying to leave the blast area. The assassination of Soleimani and Tehran's retaliation by attacking two Iraq military bases that house U.S. troops brought the United States and Iran close to full-blown conflict in 2020. Soleimani had been chief commander of the overseas arm of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. He ran clandestine operations in foreign countries and was a key figure in Iran's long-standing campaign to drive U.S. forces out of the Middle East.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. The head of Lebanon's powerful armed group Hezbollah said on Wednesday Israel's killing of the deputy chief of allied Palestinian faction Hamas in Beirut was a, quote, flagrant Israeli aggression. In a televised speech, Syed Hassan Nasrallah offered his condolences to U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas for the attack on Tuesday night that killed Salah al-Ouri. Tuesday's strike hit a southern Beirut suburb in what analysts have said could also be a message from Israel to Hezbollah that even its prime stronghold there can be reached. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied the attack. Israel forces, meanwhile, kept up their aerial and ground blitz against Hamas militants in Gaza and told civilians to leave a refugee camp in the north of the Palestinian enclave. In daily briefing Wednesday, the military said intensive battles continued.